Today we come to the end of this series of gospel readings from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel. It was interrupted briefly last week with our celebration of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But if we had celebrated our ordinary time Sunday last week, we would have heard something very striking in this sermon, this discourse that our Lord gave, which is that many in the crowd began to murmur about what he was teaching, to object. And he had this opportunity to kind of back off or to explain that he was speaking in metaphor. But instead, if you read closely, our Lord does just the opposite. When the opposition is vocalized, he, if you will, doubles down. And Greek scholars say even that his language in the Greek text of the gospel gets more explicit, more kind of earthly about eating the very flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. And that brings us to this point today where those in the crowd say, this saying is hard. And we're told that many of his disciples left, returned to their former way of life, and no longer accompanied him. This should be rather shocking to us. Not only is it many people who, after this sermon of the Lord, walk away and leave him, the fact that it's many of his disciples, not the scribes and the Pharisees, those opponents of his who keep trying to trip him up and test him, who become an obstacle to him. No, these are followers of Jesus, who had made a choice to accompany him and learn from him as his disciples. But now, in light of this hard saying, they throw in the towel and they leave. But what about Peter and the 12? Because when this happens, our Lord turns right to them and asks them point blank, do you also want to leave? Think of that. These were the 12 men Jesus had chosen to establish his church, and after he would return to heaven, to go to the corners of the world with the good news. And he's ready to let them walk away. If that doesn't reveal to us that Jesus meant what he said when he spoke about his flesh being true food, when he spoke about his real presence in the Eucharist. He couldn't deny that truth, and he was ready to let even the apostles walk away if they weren't willing to accept that hard saying. And Peter speaks for the 12. I don't know about you, but I often find I can relate very well to Peter. Because Peter, on the one hand, has this immense zeal and love for the Lord. I mean, at various moments in the gospel, this is clear at the Transfiguration. When he's there on the mountain, he says, let us build three tents here, Lord, for you and Moses and Elijah. In other words, it's good we're here. Let's just stay here in this place of glory. Peter was the one when Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Who confessed, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And at the Last Supper, after Jesus predicted that one of them would betray him and that they would all be scattered, Peter, with that zeal and love and boldness, says, not I, Lord. I'll lay down my life for you. That image of the zeal and love for the Lord that we are all called to have as his disciples. To not settle for complacency or mediocrity, but want to be all in for him. But then we also find in St. Peter the struggle, how often he stumbles. Even right after these moments of bold profession of faith, right after he said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus called him Satan because he objected to the prediction of the Passion. And it was mere hours after, at the Last Supper, Peter had said, I'll lay down my life for you, that he three times said, I don't even know that man. Three denials. The struggle of the Christian life is exemplified by him as well. It's our experience, is it not? We want to follow the Lord and love him with all our hearts, but we do stumble and struggle. And so today, Jesus has foretold the gift of the Eucharist. Many of his disciples have left. And he asks the 12, do you also want to leave? And Peter, he speaks again. And you get this sense of the struggle of the Christian life. Because Peter doesn't say, we're good, Lord. We got it. We're in. Everything you've just said makes sense. Let's keep going. Nor does he say, yeah, we're out of here. We're done, Lord. No, Peter says, to whom shall we go? You can hear implicit in that simple rhetorical question. We don't really understand. We're struggling to wrap our minds around what you're teaching here about the Eucharist. But where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and we're convinced you're the Holy One of God. They choose to trust, even when it doesn't make sense, and to continue to walk with the Lord. What a beautiful image of how we are called to live the Christian life. Because if we're honest, the struggle continues in our own day and in our own hearts. This saying is hard, the crowd said. How many teachings of Jesus and his church, which we believe speaks with his authority, are hard? How many do we struggle to really understand and comprehend? You've probably heard of that recent study that said a large percentage of Catholics don't believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. Or how many never make use of the sacrament of confession because I don't need to confess my sins to a priest. That's a hard saying. Or certainly the church's sexual teaching, which is diametrically opposed to our prevailing culture, her teachings about contraception, homosexuality, and the basic truths of gender. They're hard sayings. They're not easy. Maybe today's second reading comes to mind as a hard saying. But what is our response to those teachings that we find hard? A temptation is to walk away, to leave, to say, I don't get this, I'm out of here. St. Peter shows us another way. Before we simply reject a hard saying, the other way is to turn to the Lord in faith and to admit, I don't understand or fully comprehend, but I believe in you, Lord. You have the words of eternal life. To whom else could I go? And then to ask the Lord to help me understand, to accept on faith and seek a deeper knowledge and understanding of whatever that hard saying is. Let's ask St. Peter to intercede for us. Let's ask our Lord to give us that grace to imitate St. Peter and his faith when we come up against a hard saying of Christ or his church, to say with St. Peter, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.